Amen. Yeah, praise the Lord. Good morning. How's everybody doing this morning? I hope and pray that you know what, that the Lord has just blessed you beyond measure. If you weren't here last Sunday night, you missed a good sermon. And not because I preached it, because it's the truth. Whenever you're in a battle, what do you send out first, Ken? You send out the praise team. Amen? I'm here to tell you, praise the Lord this morning. Amen. That's what you got to do. Praise His name this morning. I'll tell you what, you know, I don't come here thinking that I'm going to be up here saying, oh, woe is me. You know what? We all face things in our lives. Everybody will. If you haven't, you are going to face things in your life. And brother, it's not the things that you face, Sue. It's how you face them. And praise God, you know what God wants us to, He wants us to just to gird up our loins, and He wants us to go. You know what? What kind of a preacher that has any salt about him at all would stand up here and tell you, you know what, we need to praise God in the good time and the bad times, and come up here and say, woe is me. That's not the way it works, right? I praise God this morning. You know what? Greg had mentioned, I'm going to be over in the 91st Psalm. The Lord had put this upon me this morning to preach this today. But you know what? I'm going to do this. And I'm going to tell you a little background. Tony will like this. Whenever my stepfather, whenever I was younger, he took me out. He taught me how to set snares. He taught me how to set deadfalls. He taught me how to trap. That's just exactly what he did. In general, he taught me how. There hasn't been anything much that I haven't caught in my life just doing that. As a matter of fact, Tony, one time we set a snare to catch a rabbit, and I got a deer. You know how I know I got a deer? Because the thing broke everything out. That's how I know it. But you know what? I'm going to get into this a little bit ago because you'll figure out where I'm at here for long. But you know what? I want you to stand for the reading of God's Word. We're going to be in the 91st Psalm. I'm going to read 3 and 4. But as you stand, I want you to look to the person beside you and tell them, I am sheltered by the Master. Amen? Amen? Tell them. I want you to tell them, I am sheltered by the Master this morning. Amen? Can you say that this morning? Because if you can't say that, we're going to have an altar call here after a while. And I'm telling you, if you're born again, bought by the blood Christian, you are sheltered by the Master this morning. You are sheltered by Him. All right, Psalms 91, verse 3 and 4. Surely, and Greg had mentioned this, he quoted it verbatim. He said, surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. Now, I'm going to stop right there. He didn't say He was going to deliver you from the fowler. He didn't say that He was going to deliver you from having to get. What He said, I'm going to deliver you from the snare. You got to be caught. Can I have an amen? Amen. You got to be caught to be delivered. He said, I shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence, and He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come with thanksgiving in my heart, Lord. I want to praise You this morning. I want to praise You this morning for what You've done, for how You've guided, how You've directed, Lord, that You take care, Lord. Even, Father, whenever we don't understand it, Father, we still believe that You are the one to take care, Father. Lord, we ask You now, Lord, to go with this service this morning, Lord. I pray, Father, that You'd be with each and every individual in here. Open up their minds and their hearts, Lord, and we will praise You for it all. In Jesus' name we pray and ask, and amen. Amen. We are truly sheltered by the Master this morning. He, you know what? He didn't stop the fowler. He didn't stop the snare from springing. But praise God, He, you know what? And catching His prey. But what God said that He would do, He said, surely I will deliver you from the snare. And I want to get into that a little bit. I'm going to get into that a little bit here a little bit. You know what? Listen. What the Bible's talking about here is someone that was very specialized in catching birds. This is what it's talking about here. As long as the bird was flying, he couldn't catch the thing. Can I tell you something this morning? And I want you to understand this. The Holy Spirit can set you up here, and you can be flying as high as a kite. And you know what? As long as you stay up here with the Holy Spirit guiding, directing you, you're going to be fine. But brothers and sisters, whenever you look down and you look down and you see the bait that the fowler has put down there and you decide that you want to take that and you go down to that, I'm here to tell you this morning, you are going to get caught. You'll get caught. As long as that bird was flying, he couldn't catch it. He couldn't catch it. But once he put the right bait down, once the bird could, the one the bird could not resist, you see the fowler, he set the trap to bring the bird down to where his domain was at. Right? He when you're up here, when you're flying, and whenever the Lord is blessing you and you're on top of the mountain, you're up here, you're flying with the Lord. But you know what? The devil doesn't like that. He wants to bring you down to where his domain's at. And whenever he gets you down there, that's whenever he can catch you. Listen, and every now and then, I don't care how high you are. I don't care how strong you are. I don't care how mighty you are. The trap can be brought, and that trap can catch you in that trap if you're not careful. The fowler knows what bait to use. He knows just how the bait to use for just little old you. You understand what I'm saying? The bait that can get me and bring me down may never have any effect on Olita. It may not have any effect on Greg. But you know what? It could bring me down to where the fowler can catch me. But can I tell you something? Everybody in this church, everybody in this church has a bait that the fowler will use. You know who the fowler is? The fowler is the devil. The fowler is that one who he knows what bait to use. He knows how to bring you down. Listen, to get your attention, to whet your appetite. He knows it. You don't use meat to catch a rabbit, do you? No, you don't do that. You don't use bird seed to catch a coyote. You use the right bait. And the fowler knows what works on you. He knows what works on each and every one of us in here. And if you take the bait, you'll find yourself one of who God has made to fly, trapped in the sun. I'm here to tell you, whenever God saved us, we were made to fly. We were made to be above the prey. We were made to be above it. God made us to be that way. And I praise Him this morning. Praise God. You know what? I don't care what happens out here. You know, I shouldn't say I don't care, but I'm here to tell you, I'm not going to stand up here and give the devil credit for nothing. Can I have an amen on that this morning? I'm not giving him credit for nothing. Listen to me. You know what? There's trials and there's temptations. Listen, God will allow the trials. He doesn't do the temptations. It says the devil is the tempter. Brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you this morning, the trials come. God allows them to come. It's how we do and use those trials to either make us stronger or it'll make us weaker. I'm here to tell you this morning, I don't care what the devil says or what he does. I'm up here to tell you I'm going to go with greater is he that is in me than he who is in the world this morning. You'll find yourself as one of God made to fly to be trapped. But praise be to God, my Bible tells me, you don't have to stay in the snare. Can I have an amen? You don't have to. My Bible tells me it doesn't have to be the end. Surely he was. My Bible tells me he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler. It doesn't say maybe. It doesn't say crazy. He said surely he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler. You may be trapped by depression. You may be trapped by sickness. You may be trapped by a lot of different things that are up here today. Your marriage may be a mess. Your family may be a wreck. No matter what trap you find yourself in here this morning, listen to me. God said He can deliver you. Look at someone and tell them this. I'm big on this this morning because I'm telling you, you look at someone, you tell them, if you feel like you're trapped this morning, you tell them, I'm coming out.
Amen.
I'm coming out. I'm not staying here. Because why? Because God said I don't have to stay here.
That's right.
Jamie, we don't have to stay there.
Amen.
We can come out of this thing. Because He said, surely, surely, He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler. Don't judge me. Listen to this. People are good about judging people. Don't judge people on how I was. Don't judge me on how I was when I was in that snare. You judge me on how I am right now today. You judge me on how God has brought me out and set me right here right now this morning. That's what you judge me on. Don't judge me because I got caught in a trap the fowler set for me. God has brought me out. I have been caught in the snare of the fowler many times in my life. But praise God, you know what? I have believed and I have repented, and God has said, I have brought you out. And He will bring you out. He will just, don't let nobody tell you you're not worthy. Don't let nobody tell you you're not worth it. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't be saved. Listen, don't let nobody tell me that you can't come back from this, because I believe there is a God that says that you can. Listen, Micah 7:8 says this, "Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy, when I fall. What's it say? I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be light unto me." Bev, I've been in some pretty dark places in my life down through the years. Yes, I've been in some pretty dark places after I got saved. But praise God, God has been the light to bring me out. He has been the light to bring me out. Don't define me by my situation. I'm in right now. My Heavenly Father has got this. Don't define me by what's going on in my family right now. Don't define me by what's happening right now. God has got this. He's got it. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Amen. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. But if any man sin, now get that you sin not, but if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. He is the propitiation of our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. You may be saying, I've fallen and I can't get up. God says, I'm coming to get you. Amen? I'm coming to get you. Listen, I've got good news. For every backslider that's in here, maybe you don't have to hide. You don't have to hang your head in disgrace. God said, I can come and get you out of where you're at this morning. Praise His name this morning. If you're sitting here this morning and you're thinking, you know what? What have I done? God, what have I done to you? What have I done against you? God said, I've got this morning. God knows you're in a trap. God knows how much you've wallowed around in that trap. He's watched you until you've got all your feathers off of you. He's watched you and pulled out. Your wings could not get you out of it. All the thrashing and the fighting that you've done down through time could not get you out of it. Everything you've tried in your own power could not get you out of it. But you know what? I know a man who can this morning. I know a God who could do that this morning. Can I tell you something? A man told me this. He had just lost his wife. Like I said, she was 40 years old, and she went to go lay down on a Saturday morning. She went in and she laid down, and he went in to check on her, and she'd passed away, 40 some years old. And he would testify after that, and he would tell everybody. He said, "You know what I had to learn?" Everybody kept telling him, "Greg, you know, you need to tie a knot on the end of your rope and just hang on for all that you got." You know what he learned? He said, "Dave," he said, "I had to untie that knot and just let go of the rope and just put it in God's hands." Amen. Can I tell you something here this morning? You may have tied your last knot in your rope and you're thinking, "I'm just hanging on by a thread." Can I tell you something this morning? Let go and let God have it. Amen. Let God have it this morning. Don't try. You got to let the Lord have it this morning. Don't try to hang on by your own power and by your own might, because it isn't going to work. But I know a God. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. James 4:10 says this, "Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and He shall do what? He shall lift you up this morning." He shall lift you up. When you see that you are His and you're not meant to be in the snare of the fowler, you know where you're meant to be? You're meant to fly. A bird is meant to fly. We can mount up on wings as eagles. Am I right? We can mount up as wings of eagles this morning. We were meant to fly. We weren't meant to be in the snare of the fowler. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. from, now look at this, and from the Norsemen pestilence. It is contagious. It was infectious. It was an epidemic-style disease. He's saying, God shall deliver me from what has infected me. Listen, if you got sin in you this morning, it has infected you. It has infected you. It's contagious. It'll stay there. It is those things, that, Lord, that will take you out of this world spiritually. Listen, but praise God, you don't have to stay there. He can deliver you from that. A plague comes when you get too close to someone that's got it. Am I right? That's what happens. Because I got too close to you, I walked away with your disease. If you run with a pack of wolves long enough, you're going to start howling like them. Amen. You can't do that. 2 Corinthians 6:14, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. We use that scripture sometimes to talk about getting married, which is good. You know, you shouldn't marry someone that's unequally yoked. But guess what? It goes beyond that. It goes way beyond that. It goes to who we keep company with out there. Listen, you keep company with the wrong people, and I'm going to tell you something, that noisome pestilence, you know what? It could come over onto you. Yeah, oh yes, it can. Yes, it can. God's saying, He said He can deliver you from it, but you're going to have to want to be delivered from it. Listen, Moses knew a thing or two about the pestilence, did he not? Moses is the one that's writing this 91st Psalm right here. That's who's writing it. He knew what the pestilence was about and what it could do. He heard the screams. He heard the screams of those people that were covered in boils. He saw frogs come out of nowhere in massive proportions. He's seen that. He watched as all of Egypt wrenched in pain as the pestilence spread through it. He saw death as a death angel gripped the nation of Israel. But guess what he did not see? Guess what he didn't see? Lolita, when the frogs come up to the doors of the Hebrews, didn't go on in. Amen. Amen. When the boils come knocking, it didn't go into where the Hebrews were at. You know something else? Whenever the death angel come that night, guess what? He come up to the door and he said he passed on by. Amen? God knows how to deliver us from the sin that we're in. He knows how to deliver us from the plague of sin. And brother said he knows how to keep his children where they need to be. Praise his name this morning. Praise God. He is able to deliver us from the pestilence. He's able. Praise God for that this morning. Is there anyone here this morning that has walked through disease and affliction, and by all rights, it should have got you, but guess what? It didn't. You should be shouting this morning, brothers and sisters. Amen. It didn't get you. Oh, yeah, but I went there. No, it didn't get you. Amen. Guess why it didn't get you? God knows how to deliver. Because you were sheltered. Surely he shall not only deliver you from the snare of the fowler, but praise God, he can deliver you from the pestilence also. When you look at all the things that could have happened to you, that should have happened to you, that almost happened to you, you may be thinking, I don't even know how I'm out here alive today. But praise God, he brought you through, did he not? If you should have, would have, could have. I'm here to tell you this morning, God delivered us. He delivered us. You know, in verse 4 there, I like that too. And I read that and I got to looking at it. He said, he shall cover thee with feathers, and under his wings thou shalt trust. You know what he's talking about doing? He said he did this. How a bird gets over top their nest and over top their young. That's how he said he did it. And you know what that tells me? Oh, man, it's you praise God. He said, you got to get through him to get to me. Amen. You got to get through him to get to me. I'm telling you here this morning, praise his name. I'm here to tell you, you got to go through God to get to a child of God. Amen. Just like that bird, he covered those wings over. He covers them over his young. He covered them over his eggs. And he's sitting there. I told this story after we got the house in down there. And in our eaves trough down there one time, it was overflowing. Got up there in that eaves trough, and there was this bird's nest up there. And here was this bird's nest in there. And there was baby birds in that nest, and there was a mother in that nest, and they were all dead. Because you know why? She stayed there, and she protected them until the water overtook her, until she took her last breath. She would not move. I'm here to tell you, God protects His young. He protects His people. Amen. He covered them. Like it says, His feathers and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Praise His name this morning. His word, His truth shall be our shield and our buckler. I stand on that this morning. I'm here to tell you, I don't know what's going to happen. Don't know. God's got it. God's got it. I don't know. I told Kenny, I texted Kenny out there. I said, I've been at the hospital 3 of the last 4 weekends. It may be 5 out of the, it may be 4 out of the next 5. I don't know. I don't know. But I'm here to tell you, God's got it. Amen. If He decides to take me out next Friday and take me out of this world, I'm here to tell you this morning, just don't cry. Don't you, if you just keep on praising God, I'll see you one day. I'll see you one day, and from that point on, we'll never be apart. Amen. Never. Never be apart. I don't know. But I'm here to tell you this morning, I believe God is good. I'm not going to stand up here and tell you any different. God's good. Amen. He's good. Been good to me. Blessed me beyond measure. Well, Dave, don't your family been... Blessed me beyond measure. Amen. Somebody asked me this morning, how you doing, Dave? I said, good, because I am good. I'm good right here. I'm good right here. You know that song said your heart beating, that heart beat in your chest? I'm good right there because the Spirit of God is right there. I'm telling you, you can weather the storms. You can weather the snare of the fowler. You can weather it. You just got to put your trust, your hope, everything in the God that said, I shall deliver you. Amen this morning. Guys, got an overhead this morning. Let's do an overhead this morning. Let's stand up this morning. You know what? Let's do a song. Let's do, I don't care if you got something upbeat. Let's do something upbeat. And let's just praise God this morning. Amen. Let's praise Him this morning for what He's done. Let's just praise His name this morning.